This is the Glasses by Day Geek Anime Podcast. I'm Matt, and today I'm going to be bringing you Season 2 of KO of the Week. So last season, KO of the Week was well received. It had 8 weeks worth of fights, so each week there were 16 fighters from pop culture, spanning from anime to Power Rangers to comic book heroes. The 16 fights were broken down into groups A through D, 4 fighters per group, 2v2 until we had a group winner. Then Group A fought Group B, Group C fought Group D, then the respective winners of each duked it out to see who would be the winner of KO of the Week. After 8 weeks, I had 8 fighters that stood in the grand final. So last season, my picks gave us some of the more hardcore fighters and powerhouses in pop culture. The final had Jean Grey from X-Men, Rogue from X-Men, Hiro Nakamura, Sarah, Matt Parkman from Heroes, John Kent, Superman obviously, The Utopian, and Peter Petrelli from Heroes in it. The overall winner of Season 1 of KO of the Week was Peter Petrelli, and the way the rounds fall this season might be completely different, or it might be exactly the same. So the fighters that were in the grand final are still in the running, they're still in the pot kind of thing, they're still able to be picked out. So any one of the finalists could make the final again, including last season's winner Peter Petrelli from Heroes. Realistically, Peter Petrelli from Heroes and people like him, Rogue, people who can copy other people's abilities, can mimic them, have a slight advantage if they come across someone they're able to absorb the power of in the first round, because they can then take that power into the second round and use it against the next person. So that's how we did it. Obviously, Peter Petrelli was base form Peter Petrelli when he went into the final, but who he went up against, he was able to absorb their power and then able to take it on to the next round, and that's how he won. So just to make you aware that there are some slight rules and loopholes with these characters, alright? Yeah? So let's get on with it. So we've got Group A. So the first fighter of Group A, round one, is... let's have a little dig. So my first fighter is Beerus from Dragon Ball Super versus Hiro Yui from Gundam Wing. So Hiro Yui from Gundam Wing, he has Wing Zero as well, alright? Realistically, Hiro Yui, very powerful in his own respective universe, but realistically, there is no way that Beerus would lose this fight. Beerus can destroy planets. He is the destroyer god of, what, Universe 7. There is not a chance that this is going to happen. So realistically, Hiro Yui's Wing Zero, it wouldn't even put a dent in Beerus. So unfortunately, Beerus wins, and Hiro Yui, you've been knocked out. KO! Right, so round two, we have, let's have a little dig, we have Wonder Woman versus Poison Ivy. So look, realistically, Wonder Woman, super strong, super fast, able to stand up to Kryptonians, you know, gods, other manner of being, you know, all manner of being, basically, alright, yeah, versus Poison Ivy, a woman, a botanist, basically, alright, yeah. Realistically, Poison Ivy, the only way that she could ever get around Wonder Woman is if she found the toxin strong enough to take down an Amazonian. And I'm not saying it's not possible, I just don't think that realistically that would come into play. I think Wonder Woman would have this in the bag pretty quickly. She'd be too fast for Poison Ivy to do anything, and unfortunately, Poison Ivy, you've been knocked out. Wonder Woman goes into the next round. So, KO! Right, so, Group A's final is between Wonder Woman and Beerus. So, Beerus versus Wonder Woman. So, we have a destroyer god, okay, yeah? He's super fast, super strong, able to fire, you know, destructive energy that can just wipe out a world. Wonder Woman, super strong, super fast, not able to fire a destructive energy that can destroy the world. Could she block destructive energy? There's a good possibility, do you know what I mean? She'd definitely have a go. Would she be wiped out by that, though? I think there's a definite possibility There's also a definite possibility that she might be able to deflect it. I suppose this depends on who's quicker, and could she get the lasso of truth round him? I think the thing with the lasso of truth is, I can't see it. I really do think that Beerus would have this in the bag. I don't see how Wonder Woman could take on that energy and get the lasso around him. No, I'm giving this one to Beerus. So, Group A's winner is Lord Beerus from Dragon Ball Super. Wonder Woman has been knocked out, so...
KO!
Right, Group B. So, let's have a little dig. So, this is round one of a Group B. So, round one, Group B. We have Deadpool versus Nikki Sanders from Heroes. So, Deadpool... regenerative qualities, decent fighter, personal inner, outer, you know, fourth wall monologue going on. We have Nikki Sanders, a bit of a screw loose. She is super strong, Hulk-like strength. But she's not the Hulk at the same time. She is still just human. She might get some good licks in on Deadpool, but... I think she can take damage. Yeah, she can take damage. I'm just not convinced that Deadpool wouldn't end up stabbing her through the heart or something like that and wiping her out. I do think that probably Deadpool has the advantage here just for the fact that he's willing to go that extra step. Yeah, so I think Nikki Sanders would be knocked out and Deadpool would win. So...
KO!
Right, round two, let's have a little dig. We have Leonardo from the Turtles versus Violet from The Incredibles. So, Leonardo, ninja, master ninja, leader of the Turtles, got two swords, defeated the Shredder, really decent fighter. We have Violet, able to turn invisible, able to use force fields. Yeah, so realistically, it looks like Violet has the upper hand because she actually has a superpower, whereas Leonardo is, on all intensive purposes, just a really in-shape teenager that knows how to do ninjutsu. But the thing with ninjutsu is, though, he's able to fight within darkness. So realistically, could he smoke bomb Violet within her shield before she gets it up? That's the way that I'm planning on him winning. And then... could he then knock her out at some point when she comes out of the shield? I think Leonardo would win this just on his cunning. Yeah, I don't think that Violet would be able to beat him in a fight. So I'm giving this to Leonardo. So
KO!
So any of these fighters that lose do go back into the pot and can be used again next week. So, we have for the Group A, Group B final, we have Beerus versus Deadpool. So, what I'll do is I'll do C and D first, and then I'll have the fight between A and B, and the fight between C and D, and then we'll have the final of week one, alright? So, Group C, alright, let's have a little dig. Round one is between, Darth Sidious versus Sailor Moon. Okay, yeah, so Sailor Moon. She's powerful in her own right, in her own universe, got magical things going on. Do I think she can beat Darth Sidious? Absolutely not. I think Darth Sidious is far too powerful for her. He'd force lightning the hell out of her. He'd lightsaber her up. I'm talking Darth Sidious, during his heyday where he, beat down four Jedi Masters in his chambers and... I know he lost to Mace Windu in the end. I get that. But realistically, still beat Mace Windu in the end. So, we're going with that. So, this is Darth Sidious versus Sailor Moon. No, I can't see Sailor Moon even getting anywhere near him on this. So, it is a...
KO!
Right, so Sailor Moon goes back into obscurity and back into the pot. So, she can be picked again next week. So, round two, we have... Odin, so Thor's father, what can we say about him? He's a god of the All-Father. you know, uber powerful versus Pikachu. Okay, yes, so, right. Relatively lightning-based people here, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it could work. So we've got the Allfather versus Pikachu. Pikachu's fast, don't get me wrong, but realistically, the Allfather is all-powerful. You know, he's not going to be beaten here, not in this respect. We've got, you know, a guy who's been around for thousands of years versus an electric mouse slash rat. No, it's just not going to happen. So Pikachu would be knocked out. They'd fire electricity at each other and eventually Pikachu would short out. So Pikachu goes back into the pot for next week and we have a...
KO!
Right, so we have Darth Sidious versus Odin. So this is a pretty decent fight. We have two uber powerful beings within the universes. Both old in their own rights for their species. Darth Sidious, master of a lightsaber, master of the dark side, able to use force lightning, able to manipulate, you know, he's a pretty powerful guy. We have Odin, leader of Asgard, protector of the Nine Realms, you know, uber powerful, can fire lightning, you know, master warrior. Who do I think's going to win in a fight here? I think that Darth Sidious will throw everything he's got at him. But Force Lightning, I'm not convinced it's going to hit Odin. So Odin would have the upper hand here. Whereas his lightning would hit Darth Sidious. So I'm giving this to Odin. And it wasn't a very straightforward fight, but I'm definitely giving it to Odin. So
KO!
Right. Group D, I am going to have a little dig in the pot. So, round one, we have Eren Jaeger from Attack on Titan versus Doctor Strange. So Eren Jaeger, main character from Attack on Titan, he is able to become a Titan, quite a powerful Titan, you know, in his own right kind of thing. Do I think that he'd have much luck between the Master of the Mystic Arts, Doctor Strange? I'm pretty sure Doctor Strange would be able to make him disappear or do something. He'd do his twirly, sparkly hand thing and he'd be gone. No, I can't see Eren Jaeger putting up much of a fight against Doctor Strange, unfortunately. It's a shame because Eren Jaeger is uber powerful, don't get me wrong, but I just can't see it happening. So I'm going to give this one to Doctor Strange just for the fact that, you know, he's a brawler, super strong, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, Doctor Strange can do a lot of crazy shit. So I'm giving this to Doctor Strange.
KO!
And Eren Jaeger goes back into the pot for next time. So, right. And round two, I am going to pick out Hawkgirl versus... This is Hawkgirl from the Justice League Unlimited, by the way. Versus... Oh, Peter Petrelli from Season 2. So, the last season's winner. So, realistically, Hawkgirl from JLU. The wings are hers. Yeah. She has a mace that has uses nth metal that can, you know, supercharge things and electrocute. We have Peter Petrelli. So, it's season two Peter Petrelli. So, realistically, he's already pretty powerful, you know, before he absorbs anyone else's abilities. I actually don't think that he'd have to absorb Hawkgirl's powers here. I think he's got telekinesis. He can stop time. He'd have an advantage over Hawkgirl. I think it's a bit of a mismatch, if I'm honest. So I am giving this to Peter Petrelli. And this is why he won the last time. The only thing he's got to worry about now is Doctor Strange. So Peter Petrelli advances to the final of Group D.
KO!
So Doctor Strange versus Peter Petrelli. Doctor Strange, Master of the Mystic Arts. This is Doctor Strange with the Time Stone, by the way, as well. So... stopping time is not going to help Peter Petrelli, alright? Peter Petrelli never came up against anyone who could stop time. He came up against people who were super fast, super strong, able to absorb that. Realistically, I'm not convinced Peter Petrelli can absorb anything from Doctor Strange because it's not that type of power. It's something completely different. Do you know what I mean? It's not a, you know, a God-given power. It's not genetic. He's learned how to do this. So Doctor Strange he'd mirror world him. He'd confuse him. He'd throw all sorts at him. And I think he'd wear him down. I think the only thing that Peter Petrelli has got that Doctor Strange hasn't is that he can actually heal from an attack. And I think Doctor Strange would have to knock him out and lock him up to beat him. And I think he's more than capable of that, alright? I think there'd be a scenario like No Way Home where he'd leave him in the Mirrorverse and just come back. Do you know what I mean? Thereby beating him. So I'm going to give this one to Doctor Strange. Unfortunately, Peter Petrelli's been knocked out. That doesn't mean that he can't come back and win the whole thing again, though. So, Peter Petrelli, you have been
KO!
And you go back into obscurity until next week. So, right, we have the final. So, well, we have A versus B, the C versus D. So, A versus B is Beerus versus Deadpool. So, we're going to get straight on with that. So, Lord Beerus versus Deadpool. Wow. I think Deadpool would talk the talk. He'd give him a lot of sass. But realistically, I'm not really going to give this one the time of day. There is no way. I know there's a lot of Deadpool fans out there, but realistically, come on. There's not a chance that he would win this. Deadpool would be dead within, what, I think Beerus would hear him out, actually, do you know what I mean? But he'd be dead by the end of the fight, definitely. So, Beerus advances to the final. So we have C versus D, which is Odin versus Doctor Strange. Okay, yeah. Right, so Odin versus Doctor Strange. Odin is uber powerful. So is Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange, the only thing giving Doctor Strange the advantage here is the Time Stone. Ooh, hadn't really thought about that. Who would win? I suppose we've got to put down who is able to conjure more magic. Doctor Strange is uber powerful. Time Stone wise, that's the only advantage that he has. But Odin, you know, in my eyes, is far more powerful. He has to be. He's the All Father of, you know, he's an of the Asgardian gods. You know. He has Asgardian magic. He's empowered by Idrisil might be a spot cream, I'm not sure. Idrisil, that's the one, yeah. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to give this to Odin just because I think that he'd somehow get the win. Yeah, I'm giving this to Odin. So he beats Doctor Strange with a
KO.
And then we are going to go to the final of week one. So we have Beerus versus Odin, the Allfather. So Lord Beerus, God of Destruction, versus Odin, the Allfather of the Asgardians, the Protector of the Nine Realms. Who would win in a fight? So both uber powerful. You know, Odin can, you know, warp time and space and all sorts, do you know what I mean? At will as well, which is one of the reasons why I give him the win over Doctor Strange. Physically, Beerus should be more powerful than him. He also is able to fire destructive spheres. Ah, it's a hard one because Odin is uber powerful, so is Beerus. Beerus has the speed advantage, but Odin can warp time and space. He can use, you know, there's lots that Odin can do here in this scenario. Maybe he could get inside his head as well. You know what? I think that Beerus would put up a great fight, but I don't think he'd be able to take out Odin. So I am giving the win to Odin, the Allfather. So it is Beerus goodbye and
KO.
So, Odin advances to the grand final, where he will fight he'll have a chance to fight seven other people. And hopefully win KO of the Week Season 2. So I'm Matt, and this has been KO of the Week Season 2 on the Glasses by Day, Geek by Night podcast. Thanks for listening.